If you're a firearms enthusiast like I am, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. This is a veteran-owned and operated gun manufacturer, Bear Creek Arsenal, that is, based in Sanford, North Carolina. They make high-quality firearms at an incredible value. Learn more about Bear Creek Arsenal at bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. Use promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order. One more time, bearcreekarsenal.com/buck and promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
Second hour, Clay and Buck kicks off now. Over the weekend, Joe Biden spoke at Morehouse College, a historically black college. You know, there's a HBUC, right? Historically black college, university, HBCU, rather. Historically black college, university. He spoke at Morehouse College. It was really vintage Biden. I mean, this is who he is. This is the way that he has always operated. Let's just take a moment to set the stage. He's down, Clay, what was it, 6 points to Trump?
In the new Harvard-Harris poll, 49-43, Trump biggest lead that he's ever had in the Harvard-Harris poll.
And let's remember that it wasn't long ago that Joe Biden was and also ran among Democrats who couldn't even get in the top five back in, what was it, 2008. He was right alongside Denich Kucinich. So he was considered even by Democrats an unserious person until they figured, well, maybe we can make Grandpa Biden into something he's not, because his whole life he's just been an empty vessel for whatever the Democrat Party wants and needs in the moment. But to also set the stage, I thought this was really, really telling analysis. This is Federal Reserve data, and it was, I believe, up in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. Change in household net worth since start of presidency, and it has to do with and adjusted for inflation. And you look at it, and sure enough, if you think that you have gotten poorer under the Biden presidency, it is not just your perception, it is reality. Trump, the average household over Trump's first 4 years increased over 20% in net worth. Over 20%. Think about that. That's not even wages for a year. Like, oh, I got a 20% raise this year. Your overall net worth, your house, your savings, everything, in 4 years of Donald Trump went up 20%. And under the same four-year metric adjusted for inflation under Biden, guess what, everybody? It has gone negative. You are losing net worth. Now, given the market cycles, given, you know, investments and compound interest, you would think over 4 years, right, America should be seeing an increase. No, you are poorer because of Biden's economy and Biden's spending. That is the numerical reality. Well, Clay, it is with that backdrop that Joe Biden has to go out there and try to play the Republicans are racist card and try to pretend that he, Joe Biden, is the great champion of the black community in this country and pander to sentiments of victimhood. And, you know, this country is still racist and just playing on all of the worst mindsets that exist in America about disunity and about how fractured we are. This is cut one. This is at a graduation speech that Biden knew was going to get replayed all over the place in the media. Play it.
It's natural to wonder if democracy you hear about actually works for you. What is democracy? If black men are being killed in the street, what is democracy? The trail of broken promises still leave black communities behind. What is democracy? You have to be 10 times better than anyone else to get a fair shot. And most of all, what does it mean, as we've heard before, to be a black man who loves his country, even if it doesn't love him back in equal measure?
What a horrible thing for a president to say, especially a white guy who's a giant phony and has been his entire life. The notion that he, first of all, a few things that he says, Clay, that I have big problems with. One is when he talks about black men being shot on the street, he means that in the context of by cops. He's actually not focusing in on crime as a national problem and how it affects far too many. There are far too many minority victims of crime. He did the whole George Floyd, oh, there's systemic racism in police. That was part of the speech. This idea that you have to be 10 times better than somebody else, that's just not true. I hate, no one has to be 10 times better than somebody else. How do you even, this is a very self-serving narrative that anyone would come up with, okay? You're not 10 times better than somebody else who got a job than you, all right? And then even beyond that, for a black man who loves his country, even if it doesn't love him back in equal measure, I think the American people do love their fellow Americans in equal measure. Regardless of skin color, I think that's a horrible thing that Joe Biden is saying.
I think it's desperation. And I tweeted this out earlier today, and I think it's important for everybody out there to contemplate and understand it. As the numbers continue to work against Biden, the Harvard-Harris poll, Trump up 6, the Michael Cohen testimony that is collapsing the New York City case, the fact that the lawfare is not really going to work, I would expect for the divisiveness of Biden's campaign to ramp up to a level that we may never have seen before of an incumbent president, by which I mean identity politics is collapsing, and yet I think Biden is going to go even harder into identity politics because there is no other method by which he can be reelected. What's important here? I looked up the data in the wake of this speech. Over the weekend, the black murder rate is 10 times the white murder rate. I thought it was interesting because Biden said you have to be 10 times as talented to get ahead. The black murder rate, 10x the white murder rate in this country. Almost all black murders are being committed by black people. You're by far more likely to be murdered by members of your own race because a lot of people still spend most of their time with people who are the same race as them. Just factor that in. Most of the time, you are going to be a victim of violence by someone who is close to you, not by a total stranger. All those factors in place. Nobody will talk about it. I mentioned this in the context of the Harrison Butker case, the commencement address that he gave that I thought was far better than the commencement address that Joe Biden gave. And one of the things that has occurred in this country, unfortunately, is if facts are uncomfortable, we pretend they don't exist in many parts of this democracy, this republic, and we actually focus on other things that are more dishonest associated with them, by which I mean this. This is, to me, the number one question that should be talked about and should be addressed. Butker talked about the importance of mom and dads at home, of the fact, and this is true, I think, for most parents, that whatever you accomplish in your life, the thing that you're most proud of, ultimately, is your children. And the thing that you are most proud of throughout your life is not what you achieve in your career, but what you achieve in your family. I think that's true for most people out there. I can't get past this stat. 1960, 75% of black kids are born into two-parent households. Today, it's 20%. If you want to talk about the legacy of racism, which is the obsession of the Democrat Party, 1960, racism was much more of a thing than it is in 2020. Why has the black family collapsed? Why have we gone from 75% mom and dad in the household, married with kids in 1960, 100 years after the end of slavery, when I think it's fair to say for anybody out there who was alive, a lot more racism in 1960 than there is in 2020. Why has the black family collapsed as racism has diminished in this country? My argument would be because we put the government in the place of mom and dad. And I think that's true for all races, unfortunately, but it's particularly pernicious in the black family. And, you know, Stephen A. Smith, who I had on, said something that I think is true sometimes. He says, look, when White people get a cold, black people get pneumonia. And that's when you rely on the government. I think that's true. And that is a story that I would love to have had Barack Obama talk about at Morehouse. Joe Biden. Barack Obama would sometimes talk about absent black fathers and the collapse of the black family. Now it's as if you can't even mention it. That's a conversation that we should be having if we want to talk about America loving its people. That's a bad result. That is not positive.
And Biden continued on with this. I think one of the most annoying, there are so many lies that Democrats tell. I mean, there's the equal pay lie. I mean, there's all these things that they just say, and we go, it's not true. It's not true. They're lying. They're lying. And the moment you subject it to scrutiny, it's obvious that it's a lie, but they keep saying it because they hope people don't know. The notion about banning books, I mean, he brought this up yes. in the speech. I wanted to deal with this for a second. This is sort of separate from the racial dynamics that Biden was trying to exploit to his political benefit. This is cut two, the national effort to ban books. Play it.
I never thought when I was graduating in 1968, as your honoree just was, we talked about, I never thought I'd be in a present a time when there's a national effort to ban books. Not to write history, but to erase history. They don't see you in the future of America, but they're wrong. To me, we make history, not erase it.
All right, two things. The book ban is a lie. There's no banning of books insofar as you also, you know, don't have adult films being shown in high school. And I mean, like, you know, triple X films being shown to high school kids or whatever. Everyone understands that's wrong. Why would you show triple X books, if you will? Why would you show pornographic material to grammar school age kids, which they do in these schools as part of the LGBTQIA plus agenda? They do it. Okay. It happens. We've seen the proof. Remember Ron DeSantis at the press conference in Florida?
Yes.
Held up a book in a school library for like fourth graders. And they had to blur the images, okay? So is not showing pornography to children book banning, or is it just exercising basic editorial judgment? No conservative has ever said this book needs to be banned from publication forever. The left says that, you know, about things like Shakespeare. And then the other one, Clay, erasing history, not politicizing history with contemporary political narratives, and then shoehorning history into that in the case of teaching critical race theory, for example, is not erasing history. It's just not allowing propaganda. But is Joe Biden, is he too stupid or does he not care that he's lying? I actually think he's too stupid. I think he's a moron. I've always thought Joe Biden's an idiot.
This is the question that I asked the other day is, and we need to play a cut when we come back, and we will, of Biden and his brain turning into mush. I don't think he was ever very smart. I think he got the most important job in his life 25 years after he would have been good at it. And that's scary and sad as you think about it. And also, we're going to be joined by Senator Ron Johnson, who has just rolled into the D.C. studio in Wisconsin, battleground state. We love Senator Johnson. We'll start to talk with him. Let me ask him this question. He was right on everything with COVID and to the good credit of the people of Wisconsin. He's got a new 6-year term that he won in 2022, which is, I think, a credit to the country. And you know where I am right now in D.C.? If I could just give everyone in D.C. a nice jolt of testosterone, that would actually be phenomenal. I don't know that there's ever been a lower testosterone level in our federal government than exists right now. And that's why I want all of them. I should have just brought it up here and got a tanker truck, driven it around up to Capitol Hill. Everybody needs more testosterone. That's what chalk can do. I was hanging out with our buddy Seton O'Connor. Seton O'Connor's actually on the Dan Patrick Show. That's Seton. I was hanging out with our buddy Seton down in the great state of Texas, who is absolutely dominating with this brand chalk. And he said, look, we can give you the energy to be able to get through your day and be able to do the best possible version, be the best possible version of yourself. Testosterone levels have collapsed. Energy is at an all-time low. If you're dragging out of bed in the morning, if you don't have the energy that you used to, if you even find yourself stumbling around sometimes and think, my goodness, I look a little bit like Joe Biden, Get some testosterone in your life. Go check it out today. CHOQ.com is the website. You'll get the best deal out there when you subscribe. He loves our listeners. You're going to get the best possible deal. Check it out today. Don't be like Joe Biden. Don't be like the Democrats. Put some testosterone back in your life at CHOQ. That's chalk.com. My name, Clay, for the best possible deal. Chalk.com. Type in my name, Clay, and they'll hook you up.
Learn and laugh. Weekdays with Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
You're probably careful with your personal information, but what about the other places that have it? Like the doctor's office that mixed up your files. They have your social security number. The power company that mistakenly cut your service has your payment info and last three addresses. And the hotel that lost your reservation has your passport info. Your information is in endless places out of your control. Any one of them could accidentally expose you to hackers and identity theft through lax security, breaches, or simple mistakes. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to a wide range of threats. If your identity is stolen, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. With plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Mistakes happen. Don't let not having protection be one of them. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 40%. Terms apply.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us as we are rolling through the Monday edition of the program. I am in Washington, D.C. Buck is in Miami. We are joined now in studio by a guy that knows a little bit about battlegrounds and how tough it is to win in a battleground, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. He's going to be with us next segment. But I wanted you to be able to hear this because a lot of stories coming out, Senator, about what's going on with the COVID situation. And a lot of the things that you and I and Buck said for a long time turning out to be even more true now that you got the gain of function, the fact that our taxpayer dollars helped to fund it, everything else. But I wanted to play this cut for you, Buck. I don't know if you've heard this either. This was Biden, I believe, earlier today, talking about how he was vice president during COVID and Barack Obama sent him to Detroit to try to help. Listen to this cut.
And when I was vice president, things were kind of bad during the pandemic. And what happened was Barack said to me, go to Detroit and help fix it. Well, poor mayor, he spent more time with me than he ever thought he's going to have to.
Senator Johnson, I'll get your read, and then I want to get Buck's read on this. For him to be saying he was vice president during COVID and got sent to Detroit to help solve it, you've known, I imagine, Joe Biden for some time. What's going on here? Is this dementia? Like, how do you even have that said?
It's delusional. I mean, what else is it?
I don't even understand what he was trying to say.
He's just completely making it up. No, that is, I mean, so much about Joe Biden is troubling. I've said he was unfit for office, obviously, before the 2020 election because of our investigation of Hunter Biden. But every day that goes by becomes more obvious that he is suffering mentally significantly, which is, again, why last summer when I was on your show, I made the statement, I have a real hard time believing that he's going to be their nominee. I know it's difficult for them, and I know you guys are somewhat split on that, probably got some bets out, but I just have a hard time thinking he's actually going to be the nominee.
Buck, that feels like dementia to me, because there's no way he could possibly think that he was vice president during that he got sent to Detroit to. So I don't even know what he's trying to say there.
He's having a Biden moment. He's had plenty of them. Senator Johnson, I'm surprised you're still thinking they got some other plan B in the background. You might be buying me some beer and brats, sir, when we go up to Wisconsin, because I'm telling you, if they had a plan B, they would have exercised it already. They recognize Biden is very weak, but everyone recognizes, I think, that he's weak on these issues. And it just always gets covered as he misspoke, he's tired, he's doing a lot, all of this stuff. So I don't think that it really, I don't think it really hits home. And Senator, I'm wondering what you think about this. If Biden just shows up at this June debate in a month and is vaguely coherent and does not collapse on stage, they're going to say it's a victory.
Oh, absolutely. Like the State of the Union, but I love Trump saying they need to give him a drug test.
Yeah. We've been saying that on this show. I mean, I just, it's one thing to be wrong on a policy. Buck, I mean, to say that he was vice president during COVID and got sent to Detroit to try to solve it by President Obama, to clean that up for their team. And by the way, to be fair, that was this weekend. I thought it was today. That was this weekend. I don't even know what he could be attempting to say. Is he talking about H1N1? I mean, I don't even know what his mind is trying to say there.
That would be the only out, because they did have H1N1, and they mishandled that one as well.
Yeah.
Fear-mongered, the same thing they're trying to do now with Disease X. But no, it's just delusional. And we know he is diminished mentally, no doubt about it.
Senator I was going to say, when we come back, we want to dive into Wisconsin, because the battleground state, absolutely essential. You know the terrain there as well as anyone. So, Clay, let's dive into that.
Yeah, we need to figure out what has to happen to not only win the Senate race, but more importantly, in terms of the national picture, it's looking like whatever happens in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, Biden's going to have to sweep all three based on the most recent polling. Can he do it? What needs to happen to stop that from happening? Ahead of Memorial Day weekend, when we all take a moment to remember the sacrifices of men, women, and their families that have volunteered to protect and defend our freedoms, Pure Talk has a thought to share with all of us. They're a veteran-run company and a company that continues to support our military. Pure Talk is partnering with an organization, America's Warrior Partnership, to help prevent veteran suicide. Sergeant First Class Nita, one military veteran that's received needed help from America's Warrior Partnership. Before Nita ended her 15 years of service, she found out she was pregnant with her second child. A few months later, she was laid off from her civilian job, and her unemployment was cut off soon after, and she was not receiving enough from the VA. That's when she was at her wit's end, and American Warrior Partnership stepped in. Thanks to Pure Talk, they are helping all of our warriors. It's a great cause. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and they'll help you switch. #250, say Clay and Buck today.
Welcome back into Clay and Buck. It could determine future of the Senate, and maybe even the future of the presidency in some way. Wisconsin is a top battleground state, and we have the senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, with us now to talk about that and more. Senator, thanks for staying with us through the break. Appreciate you. Let's actually start, if I can, with this. The White House is pressing Senate Democrats to support border security bill. I'm looking at this and I'm saying, hold on. This is news from today, from now? I thought this went away a few weeks ago. Why is Biden trying to beat this drum once again on the border when we know his border is a disaster?
Well, that's why. Because the border is a disaster. And, unfortunately, McConnell, in negotiating that awful, awful bill, did give Democrats a fair amount of cover, and they're using it. So I personally think it's a strategic error in their part, because if they do bring the bill back up for the Senate, we're going to have a lot more time this time around to just describe exactly how awful that bill was, particularly using Chuck Schumer's quote. When that all collapsed, he was quoted in Politico saying, we were playing chess, they were playing checkers, and we got a Ukraine bill. Then he went on to say, and we're in a lot better shape on the border than we were 3 months ago. So first of all, if you're actually negotiating good shape, would you rub your negotiating partner's nose in the fact that they failed? And secondly, if you really want to secure the border, suppose you're doing this bill to do so, you don't get the bill, and now you're claiming you're better off on the border. It just proves all Schumer, all the Democrats were looking for was political cover. Unfortunately, McConnell gave them some, but the American people realize this is a disaster. Hopefully they realize that Biden has all the authority he needs, to secure the border. Republicans have been happy to strengthen that authority. What we were looking for in the Republican conference, and this was the breach of McConnell's leadership, is all we were looking for was an enforcement mechanism to force Biden to use the authority he had. Again, we had to strengthen it, but we weren't looking for an immigration bill. We certainly looking to codify, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 people a day and weaken a presidential authority. That's the one part that is not talked about enough. That 4,000 discretionary threshold, you know, 4,000 migrants a day, the president had discretion. It implies the president didn't have the authority. So you're basically codifying the fact that, well, Congress didn't think he had that authority. And then even worse, they take that discretion away after 3 years. So you would have dramatically weakened a president who wanted to secure the border, his authority to do so.
You know Wisconsin, and we've got Senator Ron Johnson with us here in the D.C. studio for Clay and Buck. You know Wisconsin better than anybody. You've won a lot of tough races. We're going to be up for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. We'll talk a little bit more about that here with you in a moment. What are you seeing on the ground? Big Senate race, obviously the presidential race. Trump won Wisconsin by a fingernail in 2016. He lost Wisconsin by a fingernail in 2020. What makes the difference to you to putting Wisconsin into the Republican camp? Because if that happens, Trump's going to be the president in 2024. You're going to be in the majority in the Senate. What needs to happen? What are you telling the team? What are you seeing?
Well, what I'm seeing is the Democrats know that it's going to be a tough race for them, which is why Biden and Harris have been in the state a lot, primarily talking about abortion. So they are desperate to turn the election in Wisconsin all about the abortion issue, which they've done very effectively. I think it's probably what cost us the governor's race in 2022, cost us the Wisconsin Supreme Court. They're very effective at scaring Wisconsinites that Republicans are going to take away their abortion rights. And what is amazing to me is the cover the mainstream media gives them. They refuse to report on the fact that it is Democrats that have the extreme position on abortion.
You're
abortion
right.
Up to the moment of birth, whereas Republicans, the assembly passed a bill that would have sent it to the voters, a referendum, on protecting life after 14 weeks, which is where most of the American public truly is. I mean, they most Americans do want a woman to be able to make that decision up to a point. And the point is generally about 14 weeks, about 90% of abortions occur before that. So, you know, the press always reports that Republicans want to ban abortion. Now, listen, there's part of our party that wants to absolutely ban. I think most of us, you know, would like to not ever see abortions, but that's not the reality of the situation. So in supporting like a 20-week or 15-week or 14 or 6-week, I mean, you're conceding the fact that up to some point, that's going to be a woman deciding that, making that decision. But at some point, society has a responsibility to protect life. And so from my standpoint, it's not about banning abortion. It's about protecting life after a certain point. And that's not the way the media reports, though. It's Republicans want to ban abortion, and they are completely silent on the fact that Democrats would allow infanticide, which is basically what happened. So, I mean, I point this out all the time in press conferences in Wisconsin. They will never point out, they'll never mention that when I say it's Democrats have extreme position on abortion because they want to cover for him.
Speaking to Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, and Senator, your hopefully soon to be colleague Eric Hovde has been on with us a number of times against Senator Tammy Baldwin. Right, he's the one who is trying to defeat her for that seat. She has held it for a few decades now, right? I mean, she has been in politics her entire life. What is the state of the Wisconsin Democrat party machinery? I mean, how can they keep some pretty unimpressive people? I mean, you know, look at the senator they have on the Democrat side. Look at who's your governor right now? I assume he's a Democrat.
Evers.
Yeah.
Ichabod Crane.
How are they able to get these kinds of very unimpressive people in these positions in Wisconsin? I mean, what is it that the Democrats are doing well? I'm just wondering, you know, what do you have to know to be able to beat this machine they have in the state of Wisconsin?
Again, they have the media in their back pocket, okay? But I remember Senator Toomey always used to describe Pennsylvania as Philadelphia and Pittsburgh with Alabama in between. And, you know, I think a lot of states are like that. We've got our metropolitan areas that are heavily blue, and you've got, you know, red counties, red cities throughout the state. So it's just a lot easier for Democrats to go mine votes in Madison, Milwaukee, based on a ginned up issue like abortion. That's what they did during the Supreme Court race for sure. We've got to go into every little small town throughout Wisconsin and get every possible vote. It's a much more difficult task. So, you know, the way I did it is I just traveled tirelessly all over the state, you know, bus tours, that type of thing, every Lincoln Day dinner, dairy breakfast, which is something unique and wonderful about Wisconsin, these dairy breakfasts in June. You just got to work the state really hard and go everywhere. Go absolutely everywhere.
We're going to get a bunch of beers with you in Milwaukee during the course of the Republican National Convention, hopefully. How concerned are you about Democrat left-wing activists coming in? We feel like it's going to happen in Chicago, but that's a negative for them. If they could somehow disrupt the Republican National Convention and sow chaos, turn that into the story as opposed to what's actually taking place there. How concerned are you about it? How well do you think Milwaukee will be able to handle some of those protesters should they come?
Well, I'm highly concerned now that I've seen the security plan, which was developed for the DNC convention that was going to take place in the summer of 2020. So they developed this plan, you know, based on Secret Service's criteria before the summer of 2020 riots.
Yes. Okay.
BLM Antifa riots. So they're coming up with the exact same plan. We have this park a block away from the convention site. The initial plan showed the entrance for the convention, two entrances, one north, one south, on the streets adjacent to this park. There won't be fences around this park. This would be just a gathering spot for mayhem.
Yeah.
Completely uncontrolled. So when I saw that, I know the RNC was concerned about that. They'd raised the issue. They weren't getting any traction. So I met with the director of the Secret Service last week. What's bizarre about that meeting is, again, they set the plan. They had the authority to create this plan, but now she says she doesn't have the authority to change it.
Who does have the authority?
I would think she, well, President yeah. Biden, certainly President Biden would have the authority to tell his, you know, Secretary of Mayorkas of DHS.
I'm sure that's
to tell
well.
Director yeah. of the Secret Service, let's make sure we don't have problems in Milwaukee. We don't want problems in Chicago either.
Yeah.
The difference is, in Chicago, you have the United Center. It's completely surrounded by private parking lots. So you won't be able to get a protest zone close to that site. We got one a block away right now, and that's got to change.
Senator Ron Johnson, everybody. Senator, always appreciate you, sir. Thanks for being here with us.
Appreciate what you guys do.
All right, a week from today is Memorial Day, where we honor and remember the men and women who died serving our country. Countless heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice protecting our freedom. So we also want to talk about service in the context of ways that we can give back and ways that we can recognize service. GovX was created for those who serve not only our country, but our communities too. If you're a teacher in law enforcement, a firefighter, or a government service employee, like I was back in the CIA days, GovX is for you. It's an online shopping site created by patriots for patriots and offers great discounts. It's easy and free to become a member. Just go to govx.com and join today. Once you're a GovX member, you'll unlock unbeatable discounts from thousands of trusted brands that want to honor your service. You'll also have access to tickets for live sporting events, music concerts, theme parks, and attractions. GovX has exclusive deals for you from some of your favorite brands, including Benchmade. I love Benchmade stuff. Garmin, Brooks Running, 511 Tactical, I love 511 Tactical, Ray-Ban. Carrie and I just got our Ray-Ban glasses. Let me say, we look pretty cool, or at least we think we do. She looks great. I mean, me, I don't know, I look like me, but she looks amazing. Go check out what they have at GovX, though. I mean, the top-tier brands with amazing savings, up to 40% on apparel, boots and shoes, jewelry, including watches, optics, camping, and hunting gear. The best part might be this. Through the GovX Gives Back initiative, GovX donates a portion of every single order to nonprofits that serve the military and first responder communities. When you shop on govx.com, your orders make a meaningful impact. Go to govx.com today and join a community of more than 8.5 million people who are already saving. See if you qualify. govx.com. Use the code BUCK in the shopping cart to get an extra $15 off your first order. GovX, savings for those who serve.
Speaking truth and having fun. Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets. Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
Father's Day is coming. A day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us. To crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off. No dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker, it's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit bartesian.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. I want to thank Senator Ron Johnson, who was just with us here in our D.C. studio. I also want to thank Freedom 104.7. If you guys are in the D.C. area, are still a relatively new affiliate, Freedom 104.7, 98.7 HD2 in the D.C. area. If you want to be able to hear the program, that is where we are heard. Obviously, we're coming up on right at 500 affiliate stations nationwide. I think they're going to announce that soon, which is an incredible testament to you guys and speaks well for how things are going as we continue to rack up lots of new radio affiliates. By the way, Buck, you know what I had this morning when I woke up? Crock of coffee. I brought my own K-Cups, got the Keurig in the room, and I had a crock of coffee as I sat and looked out over Washington, D.C. to start my day. Good way to start the day. We want all of you to go subscribe. This is a coffee that actually loves America and loves everything that America stands for, named after a true American original, Davy Crockett. If you love America and you love American history and you think this country's worth celebrating, go subscribe and join the Crockett Coffee team at CrockettCoffee.com. A little bit of a data point here, Buck. A CNN analyst has noted that Michael Cohen's admission of stealing tens of thousands of dollars from Donald Trump is a higher degree of crime by far than what Trump is charged with. We'll break down some of that some more for you. Scheduled to be joined by another senator, by the way, Senator Hagerty of Tennessee in the next hour. Buck, on my flight up here, I mentioned this to you off air. I don't know if this has ever happened to you. I was supposed to land in Washington, D.C. They diverted us to Baltimore because they said our landing gear was not working correctly and they needed a longer runway. Now, this is not ideal to hear when you're already in the air. The D.C. airport runway was not long enough. So we land in Baltimore. As we're coming in to land, there are fire trucks lined up all along the runway. That is pretty intimidating to see as you're coming in on the plane and it's already been announced that your landing gear is not working as it should be. Have you ever landed with all the fire trucks lined up as if they're like, hey, this thing may be on fire soon?
No, my parents were on a flight, I remember, from Stockholm to Madrid, and one of the engines caught fire.
Oh, no.
And they had to turn around immediately.
And you could see it billowing, like, or smoke and everything coming out.
There was smoke, and they turned around, and there were all the, you know, fire trucks and everything lined up. Everybody was fine, obviously. You know, it had probably, it was a big, like, major jet. It had four engines or whatever. But, you know, one of the engines caught fire. So, yeah, no, that's scary. I also saw this story where I think it was a United flight, and it was maybe leaving the UK, I want to say. and somebody dropped in first class, dropped their laptop between the seat, and they couldn't get it out.
Oh, no.
And then fire. Because of the concern of a battery fire, they actually diverted the flight to land so they could open up the seat so they could get the laptop.
Oh, no.
And then because the crew had been operating past their, you know, they have very strict hour requirements, right? Because they don't want people that are too tired to be able to function properly. They're, you know, flying the plane. The crew went past their time, so they could no longer fly into somewhere in the U.S. I forget where it was. So everyone missed their, you know, the whole day, the whole flight. I got to tell you, whoever it was with that laptop, I feel bad for them. They are not popular with their fellow flyers, I have a feeling.
I will tell you this. So when we landed, all of the fire trucks came rushing around us because they thought they might have to put out a fire from the brakes. They also then eventually we got back in, you know, very late, and they said, hey, we're going to put you on a plane to go to D.C. I never check bags, ever, ever, ever check bags because inevitably something goes wrong. I just got my bag. I told the flight agent, hey, I'm just going to take an Uber. If you know the D.C. Baltimore area, which I do well because I went to college here, I just hopped in an Uber, rode to the airport, got there, rode to the hotel, got there far or easier and earlier than I would. I woke up to an email from Southwest Airlines, which I almost always travel. They canceled my return trip because they said I didn't complete the leg of my journey because somebody didn't notify them when I said, hey, I'm just going to get an Uber, as many people did. That's kind of a screw up by them. And I'm sure there are other people on this flight as well. Just would encourage you to go back and look at that. When you land basically in the area and you're going to have to wait an hour or 2 hours to fly 30 minutes. I mean, I don't even know if you, how high you even get to fly from Baltimore to National. Like, that should be something that it's not a planned leg. If you hop off and get in an Uber because it's way faster, maybe don't cancel everybody's return trips. I bet there are a lot of people like me who told the gate agent, hey, we're not getting on this plane. I give credit to them because we landed and we were safe. They had all the fire engines, but come on. Like, that's not an addition. When you have an additional leg added, maybe adjust the way that you're handling those situations. I'm fine. I'll be good. I went ahead and booked another flight. But canceling a flight because you didn't fly 8 minutes, instead hopped in an Uber, is pretty crazy. We come back. We're going to be joined by Senator Hagerty. Go get that Crockett Coffee, crockettcoffee.com. And we're going to dive back into some of this Michael Cohen testimony. Also, this is crazy. We haven't discussed it yet. The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for Israeli leadership, including Benjamin Netanyahu, over their attempt to defend themselves from Hamas. This is outrageous. This is crazy. We'll also discuss the Iranian president dying. All that and more coming your direction for the third hour of the program. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. More from D.C. and Miami next.
One of the largest sized U.S. flags in the state of Georgia flies proudly at Pure Talk's headquarters. To honor that flag, Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership in their mission to prevent veteran suicide. You can help this great cause simply by switching to Pure Talk before Flag Day. Get America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/clay for superior cell phone service and to help a vet in need.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets.
Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.